Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask one question that when answered, would take your bodybuilding, training, your eating habits, or understanding of your bodybuilding, your training, or eating habits to the next level, what would that one question be? Think about that right now. All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and even mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Check out my website for tons of bodybuilding and training information, training, nutrition, motivation, and check out this week's featured special. It's my book and library special, my book and DVD library special, where I have my 10 book titles on a CD and 7 DVDs. So you have 20 hours of video footage and over 1,900 pages of written material to help you take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level. Go to school, become a student, and master this area of your life. So check that out and everything at skiplacour.com. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Nutrition. AST-SS.com is the website. AST Sports Science is the innovator of the Max OT training program. Max OT, Maximum Overload Training. Probably you've been reading about that in the magazines and all over the internet. All the students around there building muscle, losing body fat in the shortest period of time. The most effective and efficient training method, Max OT training. I've used it for over 15 years. Helped me through my 6th bodybuilding national championship. So check that, all the great products at the AST Sports Science website at AST-SS.com. And Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by the Manformation Show. Check out my website there at www.manformation.com. It's alpha leadership qualities, alpha qualities, characteristics, and strategies to apply to your life, alpha qualities to help you transform you into the man you really want to be. So check out the website. Sign up for the free e-newsletter. Visit the message board at manformation.com. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what's the next level for you as you strive to create the body that you really want? No matter how well you're doing, there's always that next level, and you feel that anxiety, that drive to take you to that next level, to make you even better at what you're doing. But what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make the improvements you want effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, you are going to have to know exactly what it is you want. And then getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers will start coming to you in a manner that seems like magic, but it's really not. You just got the process started by knowing exactly what you want it. So the answers are there. Instead of coming out of nowhere, they might be right there on the next website that you visit, next magazine you pick up, or heck, right here on this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. Here's your chance for some free coaching call, and let's talk about what's going on, what it's going to take to take you, your bodybuilding training efforts to the next level, get you more fulfillment, more enjoyment. So what is it for you? Is it in training? Is it motivation? Do you need a kick in the pants? Do you need to get more drive to do everything you already know you need to do? And that drive to get in the gym more on a consistent basis or more perform better when you're there. Oftentimes you may find you're already doing everything right. You just need to keep on track and continue. You need to keep on keeping on. Validation from a coach, an expert, a friend is all you need. I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their bodies and their minds to the next level as they're striving to build the physiques they want, but also to bust through the sticking plateaus, whether those are physical or mental. So I've been doing that through my website at skiplacore.com. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs, done seminars around the world, writing for the muscle magazines, one-on-one coaching and phone consultations, and now right here, right now, in this open forum on this talk radio show. So call in the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. When you call up the show, I have a free gift for you. It's $24.99 value. It's my ebook. So a thousand of these around the world. $24.99 value. Again, it's Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style Training, and Cardiovascular Training Strategies on an ebook for you just for calling in. So I want to welcome to the show. I've got a caller from Australia. Ben, are you there?
Good morning.
How are you?
Ben.
Thank you so much for calling. What time is it? What time is it there in Australia?
1:30 in the morning.
What a dedicated. I really appreciate you calling in. I want to introduce all the listeners to Ben Lewis, bodybuilder, trainer, extraordinaire. Ben's done something that a lot of us dream of, and he's taken his passion for fitness and helping other people. He's really marketed himself well, and he's going to be the next bit fitness star in Australia and taken on the world. Right? Isn't that right, Ben?
Absolutely. You got that right.
All right. So, you know, Ben's going to join from time to time on the show. I think that it'd be interesting hearing from his perspective as well. He is an accomplished personal trainer on all different levels. He specializes in successful businessmen who are really trying to incorporate health and fitness, not necessarily bulking up bodybuilding into their life. They're just trying to incorporate. So he's been working a lot with clients like that. That type of exposure has really exposed him to the business world. He's attracted a lot of attention. So he's taking his knowledge of fitness and his great personality that you'll find out as we talk to him, taking all those skills and making a lot out of it, just building the life of his dreams, doing what he loves to do and helping other people. And he can help you, too, on this radio show. So now, Ben, bodybuilding shows. I know that you do what you say and you teach what you say. Big fan of the Max OT training program. Tell us about your training experience. Let's start there. How long have you been training? Why don't you tell the callers, the listeners, how old you are, how many bodybuilding competitions, and just start that way, and then I'll stimulate you with some more questions so we all get to know all about you.
Great. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Skip, for introducing me, and great to be here on the show. Generally now I've been training for just over 4 years, and I've competed in 2 contests, and they've been good experiences and amazing time there. And generally just training for just over 4 years, and I've been working in the industry probably now for around the same length of time.
Well, let me ask you a question. Bodybuilders, guys who are really into it. They like what I do. They're just as passionate about bodybuilding and training. And then they come to me and say, you know, I got to win all these contests before I can be considered an authority to help other people. What would you say to that? Those gentlemen who are, or those people who are in that situation thinking they've got to win a whole bunch of titles to gain any credibility to start making a living from their passion, from fitness and helping other people. What would you say to them?
Right. I don't necessarily agree with that. I feel that just as long as the person, you know, really walks their talk in regards to what they're doing with their training, nutrition, and, you know, they live their life by that. I mean, it's fabulous if you can actually win a competition, would be an amazing thing. But certainly if you live and you breathe and you embody, you know, what you teach and you live, I feel that that's what's required. You know, that's the most important thing.
I totally agree with that, and I encourage any bodybuilding training, workout, exercise enthusiast who really has a sincere passion for it and they love helping other people, that the biggest skill is that, again, you, like you said, Ben, you walk your talk, but it also takes courage to it. And you've got to be a teacher who explains the process. This is the way I break it down, is that if you've been training for 1 year straight, you've been very consistent with the eating training. I'm not talking on and off, you've kind of been dabbling in it, but if you just really love it, you read everything about it, you're training, you're really passionate about it, you probably outlasted 95% of the population. Would you agree with that, Ben?
Spot on, definitely.
Yeah, so you have something that 95% of the population, they don't know. They can't taste it, touch it, feel it. They can't think, wrap their minds around it. Just by doing that for a year, and I'm not even talking about a bodybuilding contest, you are an expert that 95% of the population wants to do. They would love to do that for you and never will. All right, so if you've been training for, let's just say, a year or longer, you're really into it, you are an expert. You know, sure, you can win more and more contests or a contest, but you have something to share already. Anything you want to add to that, Dan?
Yeah, generally I just find that, that's spot on what you're saying, and I find that, you know, after a certain period of time, those, you know, habits become so ingrained, you know, into a person's, you know, personality, into their daily routine, and, you know, it's almost hermetic, you know, you start reaping so much fruit, and then from there you want to take it to another level, and part of that is just the lifestyle of that and just going deeper and deeper into it and actually, you know, always reaching for that higher standard, that higher level, and just the fruits that come with that, and then actually putting in more effort, it really becomes hermetic almost.
Right. And that type of process will go on 15 years later, that next level that you're talking about. So that's a good point too. I think that the listeners who are really love this, who think about, you know, doing more with their knowledge, helping other people, they know that they have so much to learn, and they forget about what they already have learned. And so I think what it takes is that, number one, is that you have to have the courage to step up, and you also have to be able to explain things in a certain way. Part of what you do as a personal trainer, Ben, and then how you're taking this further on, is you have to be able to relate to people, but help motivate, how to drive them, how to say the words to them to get them into the gym. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Spot on. You got that right.
And those are probably some skills that, you know, you have or you can develop, and it has really nothing to do with even working out in the gym. And so that's the thing that I just want to emphasize, is that you do have it within you already. You just have to step up and do it. I look back when you know, I really loved the whole bodybuilding process right from the beginning. And I may have entered a show, but I'll tell you this, you don't need a championship. You don't have to have this big, massive physique to be a shining expert to other people who you can help and make a living from what you do. And I think that after 3 years, I created a nutritional program that was really just a version of something that I purchased when I was in my second year of competing. I went to an expert, and back in those days, I'm kind of dating myself here, is that he had this diet and information with it that was all printed up on some dot matrix printer back in the day. I'm probably, some of the young guys listening to the show have no idea what a dot matrix printer is, but just to let you know, it's a whole bunch of little dots. It's like it wasn't like the laser printing that it was now. Anyway, this thing was, had those 20 connected pages, you know, with the holes on the side that the paper rolled through. Like I said, I know if you're 20 years old, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But anyway, I took that program, and then I put it on laser printing and, you know, kind of just cleaned the package because it's just solid, basic information. And just a little tip here is guiding people through nutrition and breaking down, you know, all the stigmas they have about it and getting them to take action. That's probably more valuable, your skills in making them see progress, than actually what you do in the gym. Heck, if they just show up in the gym and walk on the treadmill for half an hour, and then if you have them eat right, they're going to have great results and think you're the greatest guru in the world. So, yeah, you know, learning how to break down those nutritional strategies and getting them to actually follow through by motivating them is probably the biggest thing you can do as a fitness expert who's trying to make a living from your passion there. Anyway, you know, after 3 years, I was selling this nutritional program for $50 and $75 and $100. And because I walked and talked fitness and the lifestyle, that's what attracted them to me. And then when they asked me questions, which I'm sure they're doing to the people out there, Ben, you probably started getting asked questions about, what do you eat? Where do you work out? I mean, probably what, 6 months after you started training, probably at least.
Yeah, absolutely. Many people just coming up, you know, asking, you know, what are you eating? That type of thing, nutritional plans and that type of thing, and certainly the different strategies that I would incorporate. Many of my clients would just jump on and just get into that straight away, and that really blew me away because they would just start doing it as well. So yeah, certainly.
Right. Now, tell me if this, and again, what we're doing here is Ben is, he's got a lot of plans in the fitness world, got some TV things going on. He's taken his passion for bodybuilding and fitness, becoming a fitness star, and going to make his living from fitness. And so we talked about this over a couple of weeks. So as I introduce you to Ben Lewis from Australia, I think his perspective along with mine, because someone might see me as, well, you have all these books and DVDs and you're the 6-time national champion. I've been watching your website, reading your articles in the magazines. How can I do that? Well, Ben is showing you with considerably less time doing this how he's making it happen for him too. So I thought it would be a good perspective. And Ben has a great story that we'll hear about over the next coming weeks too, that it can help motivate you from a different level as well. Well, so Ben, what I realized when people would come up to me, I was so eager to help them. I just loved what I was doing. I was passionate. I would line them all out. Okay, this is what you need to do. Eat here. And I would keep it simple. You know, it'd usually be somebody who wasn't even in the gym. Maybe they don't even belong to a gym. And what I find out is that I'd give them 20 minutes of my time, 30 minutes of my time explaining it, and then they would do nothing with it. Heck, they'd probably leave me and go immediately get a pizza. And I, even though I really loved helping them, I just found that my efforts were really pretty much wasted, no matter how enthusiastic they saw. And so what I realized right away is I had to put some pressure on them. They had to put their money in the game, so to speak, if they were going to be committed to do anything. So I did it for myself to make value of my time. I also did it for them, so they have to have something invested. And so what I would say to them is, I always had a business card with me. I said, hey, I created this nutritional program. And I'm not talking about some big, gigantic book or something like that. I'm just talking, I laid out what I was thinking. And I just said, hey, look, I could explain this to you right now, but it's probably better. I've already put it down in a little system. Here's my card. Give me a call. I sell this program for whatever the amount is. And if they're committed, they'll call you back. If they're not committed, they're not going to waste your 30 minutes of time and go get a pizza. So it was a great way for me to qualify them and make the most value of both of our times. And I felt psychologically it was best for them, too, that if they were really serious, they knew they had to take some steps and not get something for free. What do you think about that, Ben?
Absolutely. I think that is so important, you know, qualifying different clients. You know, so many people, they can be, you know, willing, you know, their mind is so eager, but when it comes to actually following through and implementing, at other times it just doesn't happen. So really, that's a great strategy. And as you say so often, Skip, I hear you many times have said, you know, it's the other 23 hours of the day that makes the biggest difference. You know, we initiate that muscle building process or whatever it is actually in the gym, but it's the other 23 hours a day that makes all the difference. So I think that's just where it's at. You want to really qualify that client just to see their level of commitment so they're not wasting anyone's time.
Right. You know, I have a question. I don't know if you can see the chat room then. Of a caller, and first time listening to the show, and has a question about they have a full-time job, and they work out three times a week, and they work out in the evening. And let's see, and they get in four meals and a protein shake in a day. The question is, should the composition of my diet change between workout days and rest days? So do you got the question there, Ben? But I'm going to just bounce that off you. Should somebody's diet change between workout days and rest days? What do you think about that?
No. I think the diet should stay the same. The only thing that should be different is to do with the intake of high glycemic carbs. You know, depending if that person is wanting to build their physique, to really build muscle, they want to be utilizing the nutrient timing, and they've been doing that pre- and post-workout. Generally, if they're just having a rest day, you know, they'll be avoiding those high glycemic carbs, but everything else would stay the same. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying. And then I just typed another question on the chat room. The question was, well, how long have you been training is what I want to ask. And, you know, before you get so you answered questions that when you started off basic, which I like, and then you got more complex, right? What I do is I usually get a feel from the way the questions are answered. Now, when you talked about this, what I do, Ben, is that so when someone says they work out three times a week, now, do you think that someone who's training three times a week, that they're really trying to pack on muscle and that they would do nutrient timing before and after your workout? Would you assume that?
Right. Okay, certainly.
So I would just assume that here's a person who's doing their best to work out. They got a busy schedule, and heck, if they show up into the gym, you know, that's a good thing. Those 3 days a week and getting all those meals down. So I, by the question, the first, and then now they've been training for 2 years, and so see that gives you maybe a bigger picture of where they are. And so what I would say, I would cut through all, because when I talk about nutrient timing, let's say. And just for the listeners out there, and a great way to learn all about this is go to the AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com. Do this. Go down on the, go to the website, AST-SS.com. Look at the MaxOT logo. Click that link and sign up for the free program. And it's not only going to teach you about training, it's going to talk about nutrition. One great strategy with nutrition is nutrition. Nutrient timing. That's about getting your protein, carbohydrates, your fat where when you need them most during the day, and it's surrounding your workout. It's also stacking your calories all around that workout where the majority of your calories are coming around your workout period, and you're eating less during the day. Now, that's a complex system. For someone who's very dedicated, maybe they've learned all the different fundamentals and now they're building upon it, or they just love this so much, they're going to take that leap of faith and they're going to just follow the proven strategies from a six-time national champion, so from someone who's been training and doing this for 18 years, or someone who's just applied themselves for 4 years, they want to jump right in. Usually I find that a little bit too complex right away. Okay, so the answer to your question is, I would say for someone who's been training for 2 years and training 3 days a week, is that I agree with Ben. You know, it's not what you do in a day, a workout day or a rest day. I mean, that's great, you know. And there are, like I said, we can, you know, one thing that Ben talked about is you can learn more and more and more and take things to a deeper and deeper level. Peel the onion further and further back, so to speak, okay? You can do that with everything. So I don't. Are there more effective and more efficient ways to do that for everything? Yes, they do. Do I know what they are? Yes, I do. I'm not going to overload you with too much information. I think we've all been through that period of time, Ben, and you can kind of comment on this, is where you just get flooded with so much information. It's information overload. you're overwhelmed, and what you do is you don't take any action. Did you experience that at the beginning when you were training, or do you deal with clients that have been?
Absolutely. I've definitely experienced that, yeah, as with, you know, many other clients and that type of thing as well, certainly.
Right, and they come to you, and they know everything about everything, yet they do nothing, right?
Spot on. That's it, yeah.
And it's your job to shift through all that and put them on a simple plan that they actually follow through. And so the answer to your question is that, you know, it's not what you do in that day, whether it's a training day or a rest day. It's not even what you do in that week. You know, even though a good day builds to a good week, it's not really what you do in that month. If you really want the results, it's what you do over the course of time. You know, if you have a great 3 months of good eating habits, whether you eat the same thing on a training day or a rest day, and you follow through, you execute those 5 meals, you train those 3 days a week, and you're in a habit of those the daily disciplines that you create for yourself and do it for 3 months, you're going to look amazing. More importantly than that, you're going to be fulfilled, and you're going to be so enthralled to the process because you're doing what you say. And training 3 days a week, eating those 5 meals a day, and keeping those meals the same on a rest day or a training day, you're going to look fantastic. Those are the building blocks to execute. Just watching a television show, where was I? And it was a celebrity. I think it was watching a reality show. It was one of the singers. I'm not quite sure. She had a trainer, and he had him on a complex diet where she, you know, changed. It was a training day versus a rest day where she had a whole different diet. And, you know, there is some value to that. I just think that from where you are, you don't need to worry about that right now. And you're always going to be introduced to that type of information. You're going to see an expert tell you that. You're going to see it in a magazine. You're going to watch it on a TV show like I did. Is there some value in that? Yes. For you where you are right now, no. You just keep on keeping on. You eat those 4 meals a day and those 1 shakes on time like you told me. You work out. You focus while you're in there. You train with intensity. You love what you do 3 days a week. You've done that for 3 months, and you're going to see the difference in what it could be is going to be so minimal. Actually, the more things you do, when I talk about those daily disciplines, those things that you line out that you execute, the more you execute over the longer period of time, everything that you know you should do, the least important one aspect is. Does that make sense to you, Ben, what I just explained?
The least important one aspect?
Right. Well, like, for example, if I line out 10 things that I have to do, all right, like how about eat my 5 meals a day, eat those 5 meals on time, work out, get a personal best every lift I have, every cardio session, I burn over 300 calories, okay? I get 6 hours of sleep, I drink a gallon of water, I eat all my vitamins and take all my protein. Just say I listed out 10 things that I have to do every single day, all right?
Yeah.
The longer I do those, all right, and the more of those 10 that I do, the least one of their importance is, meaning that, for example, if one of my thing was to drink a gallon of water a day, okay, and that was one of my 10 daily disciplines that I've lined out for myself, all right, is that important? Yeah, it's important, okay? The question, though, is if I did all 9 of those things and I did it for 3 months straight, that one that I failed on becomes less and less important. All right. So, and that's what I'm just saying. The more you, these disciplines that you create, they're figured out. You follow through. You execute. You do it over time. One isn't going to make you or break you. And I'm setting you up as your coach and as your friend, as the expert here, is you can be winning the game and feeling that you're losing. You know, Ben, I deal with so many clients like that. Is that, I mean, it's either 10 for 10 for, you know, 6 months straight, or they lost, or they're a loser. They might as well just quit this. And I'm thinking, hey, what are you talking about? Why are you setting it up in your mind to make it so darn difficult? It's not that difficult. And it's strategy like, you know, I read this all the time, like an expert saying, okay, here's an intermediate bodybuilder's diet, let's say. Okay, first meal chicken, second meal tuna, third meal steak, because you know, all the different protein sources all have a different nutritional value, and it's good to have a good balance. You know, I don't know if I disagree with that about all the nutrients and the different protein sources, but I can just tell you that it's just incredibly complex, and who the heck is going to do all that? Why don't you say, here's a diet to fail at within a week? You know, I'd rather say, hey, just eat chicken, whatever's convenient for you, and that, you know, 2% difference that I can make by having different protein sources, you're going to fall through. You're going to win and know you're winning. Does that make sense to you, Ben?
Spot on. Absolutely does. Definitely.
Yeah. And as you know, as you being a fitness expert, it's your job to really get a sense of who you're dealing with, not only just from, you know, how long they've been training, their level of understanding, you know, what they're willing to do and not willing to do. You need to know what, you know, how to motivate this person, see what they're at. Because it's sometimes it's not the plan that you set them up with that makes a difference. It's their head that makes a difference. You can give one plan to one person, he'll execute it and he'll be a superstar. You give that same plan to someone else, and that just doesn't fit their lifestyle or fit their level of desire, and they're going to fail miserably. Whose fault is that? Is it their fault? Well, I gave you a diet. It worked for this guy who was super motivated, who didn't have a job and getting having tons of muscle so he could get lots of chicks. It worked for him, but it didn't work for the mother of three who had a full-time job too. Whose responsibility is that with that, giving her that diet and that workout plan? You say, Ben, is that her fault for failing?
Well, generally, I think it's, you know, both and. I mean, I find that, you know, you can give it to that person. And then also, you know, yourself as the expert, as the trainer, to really inspire that person, to really ignite their level of motivation, you know, their mindset behind what they're doing. I think, you know, if that person fails, it's both and, you know, being the trainer, you know, you're there to actually ignite that, you know, that passion and a desire for them to, you know, follow through, give it everything they've got. And, you know, if you fail to do that, you know, you're possibly partly responsible, you know, being the trainer there.
Right. I definitely agree with you, because there are so, you know, hey, back in Australia, have you heard that expression, there's more ways than one to skin a cat? Have you heard that expression?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there are a lot more than one diets or exercise programs that you can put someone on to give them the results that they need to look and feel great. So just picking one, you know, that worked for one person, I mean, it is our responsibility as a fitness enthusiast to do an evaluation, to be acute to where they are, where they want to go, what they're willing to do by asking a few questions, by reading into their emails. One thing, Ben, is that, and this is for all the fitness enthusiasts who want to someday help out other people, is that, you know, after reading so many emails over the years, I mean, you can really get a sense of their writing, their level of understanding, their level of passion, and level of dedication. Now, Ben, do you have a little internet presence that if someone had some questions for you, they could visit your website or they can send you an email?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have an email address. To be honest, the website is just in the process of being built at the moment, so that's actually just not up yet. But certainly I do have email addresses, definitely.
I should tell them what that is, Ben.
Okay, so my email address is Benza, which is spelled Benza, and that's underscore PNG at yahoo.com.
And Z is for the Americans out there. So, yeah, and Ben, you might, you have multiple emails, options. I would suggest that you get a really simple email, you know, no underscores.
Absolutely.
And this is,
yeah.
Just put Ben Fitness at the same email address or whatever you can do like that. So when you were, you know, for future, and this is for everyone out there, is that I don't know how many times when you meet somebody, or whether it's business or personal, and they have a nice little cutesy email, and it's you barely can remember it, and then it just gets kicked back anyway. So simple website. By next week, you'll have a more simple website email address for them to get to you, right?
Absolutely. Certainly will.
Okay. Anyway, they can email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I can pass along Ben's information if you want to get in contact with him, any questions you might have. And, you know, Ben's got some huge things going on that I don't know if you really want to kind of reveal them, but he's taken his passion for fitness. You're going to see him on TV real soon. He's already has that project in work. Great guy. He's used his personal skills, and this is one thing, Ben. Ben and I have done coaching. I mean, I'm proud of him. We've been doing a lot of coaching over this year. He's led it to a lot of things, not only for his physique, training, and eating, right? Also in the business areas. And one thing that I've noticed, Ben, from my experience of helping bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, and it's something that you and I have talked about, is that a lot of people gravitate towards bodybuilding and fitness, and when they become an expert in it, it really is because of a sense of control that they don't necessarily feel when they're with other people. Maybe they don't like dealing with other people. They want something they can just depend on themselves. And bodybuilding is a great way. You're just responsible for yourself in the gym. It's your body, your eating schedule. You don't really have to depend on a lot of people. If you really want to block off the rest of the world, really gain control of your emotions and your mind, not be let down by other people, you know, this bodybuilding and training and focusing on your body is a great way to do that and feel good. And then if you're successful at doing that, you know, a lot of people, like you said, you're in that top 5% if you just show up to the gym consistently for a year. So your body's going to show it. You get a lot of, you know, admiration for your discipline, for, you know, you looking good from the general public. So you get rewarded by people for that focus, that dedication, that mindset on yourself. And I don't mean this in a narcissistic, selfish manner. I mean, are there narcissist people who are in bodybuilding, fitness? Yes, there's narcissists everywhere. You know, most of the people who are drawn to a show like this or who email me, buy my products, they're just looking for the control in this area of their life. You know, it's not really for big show. It's not really to overcompensate for zero self-esteem, and they want to go just show off to the world. They're just trying to gain a little bit of control in this area. One thing that I have noticed, too, though, is that when you're successful at doing this, you lose sight of the value of working with other people. And when we talk about affirmation, so one thing I always say is that everything you want in life, whether it's materialistic or it's an emotion or, you know, whatever connection, whatever it is that you want, you're going to get through other people. And that's directly or indirectly. So you have to be able to work with other people, be open to the idea of working with people, and work on your influence and persuasion skills so you get other people to willingly and joyfully help you get what you want. So, you know, part of, you know, getting all locked in and focused on your body and mastering that over other things is that you sometimes lose sight of how important it is to deal with other people. And that's something that we worked on with you, Bill, Ben, that we talked about. And why I'm sharing this story with our callers is you did get involved. You got the attention of some major investors, something that people in this fitness area don't do, and that's why they struggle so much. They just focus on themselves. You're able to break out of that and get the attention of some people who are experts in the business field who have the financial capital, who are using your good looks, your charismatic personality, and your knowledge of fitness and helping people. And the combination of that is helping you really do something that people who are in this business for 20 years will never get. And that's putting on a large scale. What do you want to add to that whole mindset, Ben? And what advice can you give to you know, I'm sure you work in a gym, you see those guys who are, you know, maybe they're personal trainers, but really their focus is on their body, and it's minimal about other people.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, spot on. Generally, you know, really I think, you know, it just comes down to, I think, you know, dropping the appearances of people. Generally, you know, it could be anyone that you may be working with, that type of thing. And if your heart is sincerely in what you're doing and actually, you know, wanting to improve the quality of that person's life, you know, assist them in reaching their goals, whatever it may be, and you sincerely want to help those people, I find that, you know, people just can pick up on that. You know, I feel that in many ways, you know, business is really about making someone's life better. And if you can actually approach that person in that way and just, you know, assist them in actually helping them get what they want, I think is, you know, a great thing. And that's the thing. I mean, so many people in this world may be struggling, you know, with their health, with their fitness, you know, whatever it may be. They may be, you know, really overweight, whatever the situation is. But just putting appearances aside and actually really just getting into that person, you know, believing, you know, that they can achieve the most desirable outcome. You know, it's a first step.
Yeah, no, Dan, I definitely agree with that. I do think that how you created these opportunities was a different mindset than that, because, you know, from my experience, all right, helping out bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts, they do have that. They love what they do. They love helping other people. That's what attracts them to a lot of things that I do. They want to know how to mirror and model that. My thing, though, is that there's a – and maybe you kind of picked on this early in your fitness career. You know, 4 years of training, you didn't really get into that big hole that things are reclusive and focused. Like some of those guys, those big bodybuilding guys across the way in the gym that are have been doing it for 10, 12 years, yet they aren't able to make it any bigger. You know, they aren't able to really spread their message on any wide scale because they're trying to do it all themselves. And see, my thing is that you're not, look, if you're training in the gym, you're going to be very good at that. It takes a businessman, a marketer, a copywriter, a website designer. I mean, and look, I mean, one thing is I tried doing all that myself, and I spent 25 hours a day doing it with you know, a certain amount of a success. It would have been, you know, and part of what I'm telling you in preaching is something that I have to learn over time is you need to get other people involved in this mission, and it goes far beyond the sets and reps and the eating and that you're helping other people. You've got to almost open up another side of your brain that, and I believe this, for the majority of the people who are focused on their body, are really good at this bodybuilding fitness, there is a gene missing, a piece of the brain missing that incorporates other people into this big grand vision. See, you were able to do that then, and maybe you've just kind of picked up onto it early on to your fitness career that maybe you don't have an appreciation of what a great thing that you have done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. I can see what you're saying. It does make sense for sure. Absolutely. But, you know, I hear you speak so much, and, you know, every now and then it really has to do with, you know, having that vision, you know, becoming clear about, you know, what it is you want and, you know, not buying into, you know, any limitations. You know, obviously I've learned myself, you know, when we argue for our limitations, you know, they're ours, you know, we have them. But certainly just, you know, busting through that and just having that resonance and working with, you know, a group of people to achieve something, you know, much larger.
And that is what you're going to need to do. It's that vision of what you want is very important. But also, okay, now that I've created this vision, what's my strategy or my plan of attack to get there? Because if you don't have a good strategy to get to your vision, it's great. If you have a vision, like you said, Ben, of what you ultimately want, well, you're ahead of a good 80% of the people out there. Now it's the strategy. And I'm glad you brought that point up, Ben, because that helps me explain my point even better, is that you have that great vision, and then you don't have a good plan, you're not going to reach your vision. And part of the bodybuilding and training mindset, bodybuilder mindset, they create that vision, and then they have a bad plan because the plan is all them. They're not going to trust other people. They're not going to be bothered with other people. And the whole business plan, well, you were able to do that. And you have to put your dreams and your hopes in somebody else's hand that they may not come through for you. And you're going to dedicate all that time and effort. But you have to do it anyway with that sense of trust. See, bodybuilders and trainers and fitness enthusiasts, a lot of times, they don't like putting their trust in other people. They know what the value of working hard is. If it's up to them, they will work hard. You put it in a business person's hand, in any form of business, whether a website designer, a marketing person, number one is they can't count on them. They can count on themselves. What can I do to just count on myself? I don't want to be let down by other people. All right, let me just tell you something about in business, just so that, you know, that the people in fitness know, is that, look, you're going to have 30 business opportunities or 30 people coming at you who want to help you out with this, or they say they want to help you out. 29 of them will fail you. 29 of them will get your attention, get you all excited, maybe get a little bit of money from you, and the plan will never come to fruition. All right? Does that mean you stop after 5? Or you stop after 10? I'm telling you, 29 of the 30 aren't going to take you anywhere. But that 1 out of 30, that's what's going to take you to the next level and make your vision come through. So it's about trusting. All right, it's about trusting other people to make this vision of yours come true. And let me just tell you something, too. In the real world, the non-fitness and bodybuilding and training world, and just regular business, whether it's getting an invention to market or it's, you want to start a seminar or tour about, knitting or whatever it is, it's the same thing. That ratio is exactly the same. Yes, you can control your body as a bodybuilding and fitness. You can't control the other people in it, and that's where it is in every part of business. If you really want to make this a business, you're going to have to understand that. The thing about trust is, look, people are going to let you down in life. That's the way it always happens. That's just the way. Humans are fallible. You're fallible. You've let people down, okay? The thing is that you have to just bounce back. You can't let, when someone breaks your trust, destroy you or go back in your cave. Well, I'm just going to work on my muscles. I can work on my muscles all by myself. Does that make sense, Ben?
It does. Definitely it does. Yes.
Now, when you just sense. Say the people that you got involved, because I know you have seminars planned in your area to fitness people. Now, was this all done through one person or have you done it through a couple of people? I know with your TV stuff coming up, it was through one person. But how many people are you working with to make your vision of being Australia's number one fitness guy? How many different groups of people are you working with?
Right. Okay, got you. Generally, it's a company involving, say, 8 or 9 people at present.
Okay.
So that's 9 people, roundabout. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I want to throw on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ben.
Just a variety of people with, various skill sets, obviously, designers, producers, computer scientists, just a whole variety of different people all collaborating, their skills together.
Awesome.
So I'm very, very fortunate for that. So, yeah.
Now, that started off with somebody that you trained in the gym, am I right?
That's correct. Absolutely. It started with a client. Yeah.
Right.
And he just had an outstanding result, just, an amazing, amazing result in regards to his fitness and as well as his health. So, yeah,
right.
A very big transformation there. Yeah.
No, and I definitely think that, that top percentage of the, personal trainers, the fitness enthusiasts, I mean, they have – all kinds of people who have mastered other areas of their life, like business, like in the financial area, that their bodies are nowhere near they should be. I think that, and they get the admiration, the fitness people, the fitness professionals get the admiration of these people. It's just that they don't know how to create a win-win situation with that person. You were able to do that. All right, I'm going to take a break real quick, and Ben, we're going to come back here for the last 10 minutes. I'm going to let you know about my DVD, Packing On Muscle Max OT Style.
I'm Skip LaCour.
Six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle, Max Ortiz style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this two-disc, four-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
All right, so that's my DVD Packing on Muscle. Go to my website, skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. Look at the Packing on Muscle DVD, 4 hours. Ben, you saw that DVD. That was my pride, my joy. I produced it. I filmed it. I had cut learning the whole computer program, did all the voiceover. 4 hours. It's like training me within the gym, and the great thing about it, you can do it over and over again. You can order that in a whole package of my all my DVDs, over 20 hours of footage, over 1,900 pages, and my books on audio CD, and you can go to skiplacour.com to find out more about that. So, Ben, so tell me something. Tell me about how you actually got into fitness and you made this your career. What did you do before, and what was the motivating factor for you to do that here? In our last 5-6 minutes of the show.
Okay, certainly. Generally, before fitness, I was into retail sales, and I was right into actually selling opal and jewelry. So I was actually a salesperson. As well as that, here in Australia, we have lots of Aboriginal artwork which is from the traditional artists of Australia. So I used to sell that as well. And generally, some friends of mine were training, and I just started to train myself and really just started to implement that and really just started to transform my body. And from there, it just really started to become a passion of mine, and kept on taking it. Just really just loving that. And then from there, just got onto some more qualifications, become qualified actually as a trainer, But then from there,
let me ask you that question right now. Is that I get this question asked a lot? Is certification? What's the best one? And how important is that to you becoming a great personal trainer?
In my opinion, it's not that important. I don't think it's that important. I mean, to be honest, I think it just depends, you know, on what strategy you want to take it from. But, you know, obviously there's some great, you know, bodies and schools out there that people can be accredited with. But I don't think it's really that important. What I really feel is it's really important for a person to imbue and embody and to live, you know, what they actually do and what they teach. I think that's probably the most important part.
I definitely agree with that. I get asked that all the time. I said, you know, just get whatever is the cheapest, fastest, whatever. I mean, even the most accredited courses, I mean, what they teach you, that's not going to make you or break you. It'll help guide you. But just get in the game, get into the process, getting helping other people, and whatever one your organization or your gym or whoever needs you to do, and if not that, just get one, anyone. And don't worry about that. Definitely don't slow you down if this is your passion and this is what you want to do. Okay, so then let me ask you this too, is that do you think that your sales experience helped you in your career as a personal trainer?
Yeah, I'd say so, absolutely. I think that's been very helpful. Certainly sales as well as that, you know, public speaking. But yeah, I think, you know, sales in generally is important, and I think that process of, you know, breaking down sales you know, just looking at what a client needs, you know, what a client wants and what a client doesn't want, I think is something that's quite important. You know, if someone is really just trying to sell you something, sometimes, you know, that's not so attractive, but if you're coming from the perspective of wanting to really add value to that person's life, then people can really sense that as well. So I think, you know, the basics of sales from that viewpoint is, you know, quite valuable for sure.
Right, now, and I agree with you there too, Ben. I think your life is about sales. You are constantly selling yourself. You're selling yourself to the world when you walk down the street. You're selling when you approach that man or that woman that you want to make the man or woman of your dreams. You're selling yourself at your job. You're selling yourself to your boss, to your coworkers. Life is all about sales. And if you look at it that way, you're selling yourself. A lot of times people are great people. They're awesome people. They just don't sell themselves very well. And then you see those times where people are just kind of average, but they do such a great job of selling themselves. They get everything they want in life. Sales is everything. And I'll tell you, that's a topic that we talk about a lot on the Manformation Show. So check out the manformation.com website. Check when our next radio show is. Check out getting on that newsletter. And I definitely think that what you just said, Ben, is that you got to get a sensory acuity of who you're dealing with before you can sell them something. And that's whether you're selling jewelry or you're selling them a nutritional plan. You got to see, and we did this at the beginning of the show when Kent called in. We had to get a sensory acuity of where he was to fit him with the right product, so to speak, or the right information. And then the next thing is you got to be a salesperson, because you could have the greatest training program in the world, and why it's just going to help them build muscle, lose body fat. If you can't sell it in a way that gets them excited and gets them passionate to actually at least try it and follow through with it, then what good is it? Sales are everything. So you may be in the personal training field, but I would learn all about persuasion, influence, and sales because that's really what you do. Anybody can line out a training program. Anybody can line out a nutritional program. But who can sell it? The person who can sell it is the personal trainer. Not to mention, you know, you want to have a full client base. You want people coming to you, coming to your website for information. You got to be able to sell yourself that you are indeed the authority. So in the last 45 seconds or so, Ben, is there anything that you want to say, anything you want to talk about your experience, and then
generally just to mention that you know, just excellent to enjoy, you know, the speaking, and you know, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share in that way, and yeah, it's just great to be a part of the show, so you know, thank you very much for that.
Awesome. And I'm definitely going to have you back on the show, and we'll kind of format a subject for you, Ben, so you can share your expertise and knowledge. So thank you for joining today's show, and visit my website at www.skiplacour.com. Have a great week. Take care.
Have a great week. Thanks.